In a significant breakthrough, Shimla police dismantled yet another drug peddling gang, leading to the detention of two youths as the district police continue their crackdown against the drug trade. Authorities believe that these arrests will contribute to an eventual end to organized drug peddling in the area. Sanjeev Kumar Gandhi, superintendent of Shimla police, outlined the challenges posed by drug trafficking in the region and the police's concerted efforts to tackle the problem. "The challenge of drug peddling was standing in front of us in a very alarming position. In this direction, Shimla police is working with full commitment. As we know, people from every walk of life are getting trapped in the grip of drugs. Every kind of person gets trapped in the trap of drugs," he said. SP Gandhi highlighted the proactive measures taken by the police, including targeted operations and grassroots-level initiatives led by dedicated constables and officers. "The recent bust is part of a broader strategy by the Shimla police to target drug syndicates using an integrated intelligence network. Our social integrated intelligence network system, which we have developed in Shimla, has helped us a lot. It is a network system which has Mahila Mandal, school and college going children who have been effectively edited from drug pending cases and have now come out," explained Gandhi. He also highlighted that this system also involves collaboration with the task force, local business owners, and other stakeholders, enabling the police to maintain a close watch on suspicious activities. The operation on Tuesday also revealed the activities of a syndicate known as the Ranjan Gang, which was operating in the court area with a network of 15 to 30 young individuals. A few days prior, several arrests were made, and this latest action has added 6 more people to the tally. After this, 6 more people were arrested and 2 youths were arrested who were involved in drug peddling activities. "The investigation is still going on and many more people will be involved," said Gandhi, indicating that the probe is far from over and further arrests are anticipated. Sanjeev Kumar Gandhi further pointed out that in addition to arrests, the Shimla police have focused on dismantling the financial structure that supports these illegal operations. "We have also identified properties worth crores of rupees which were earned through drug-related peddling and transactions. By freezing such assets, the police aim to remove the economic incentives for those involved in the trade. The tools that they are adopting in a concealed manner, we are using those tools against them so that strict action is taken against those who carry out this kind of business, illegal business," he said. Recognizing the need for a coordinated effort across states, Gandhi mentioned a recent high-level meeting with officials from other North Indian states to discuss strategies against drug abuse. Recently, a big-level meeting was also held with the states of North India. It was discussed how the police of all states should take action regarding drug abuse. "The goal is to adopt a holistic approach to the issue, acknowledging that drug trafficking is not confined by regional boundaries," he said. "In the coming time, you will see that action will be taken against more such people against whom we have solid information. The ongoing efforts, backed by community support and interstate collaboration, are expected to yield positive results, bringing hope for a safer and drug-free Shimla," the SP added.